When interim Big 12 Commissioner Chuck Ninas announced that the men's Big 12 basketball tournament will remain in Sprint Center Arena through 2016, he said MU's leaving the conference made no difference.
Kansas City is a valuable franchise for the Big 12.
Though there's no Big 12 team in the state where Sprint Arena is, there are lots of KU and K-State alums in Kansas City. A three-judge panel settled down to the redistricting work the Kansas legislature didn't finish. The lawmakers failed to approve new maps for legislative, State Board of Education, and U.S. House districts. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach says the new maps are needed within 3 weeks to keep the August primaries on time. A Kansas panel appointed by Governor Brownback to study the status of the proposed National Bio and Agro Defense Facility held its first meeting. Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins is on the committee.
I'm optimistic that we're going to keep moving forward and keep it on track and keep it on the time frame that we all had anticipated, but it has proven to be a little heavier lift than what we had originally planned.
Missouri stood poised to join Kansas in having a version of Kelsey's Law, named after Kelsey Smith, the young woman kidnapped from a Johnson County parking lot 5 years ago and murdered. House member Jeannie Lauer of Blue Springs says Smith's cell phone provider balked at releasing her cell phone records to authorities while they were searching for her.
Had this technology been available for use, they would have been able to find her in like 45 minutes.
The bill requires cell phone companies to provide the information in emergency situations and protects the companies from lawsuits over the disclosure. Governor Nixon was expected to sign Kelsey's Law and did sign a bill establishing a dedicated funding source for the state's veterans' homes. Nixon said the shift of $32 million in casino revenues to the budget for the homes is in line with Missouri's priorities.
We think it's a very high priority for the state, and certainly it will mean other things have to be trimmed here and there, but that is a small price to pay for the freedom these folks earned us.
It wasn't for sure whether Nixon would sign a bill that would make it a crime to deliberately disturb a worship service. It had been sponsored by Senate President Pro Tem Rob Mayer.
Has been instances across the country where there have been actual disturbances.
But none in Missouri that Mayor knows of. Memorial Day was particularly poignant for Kansas City as the remains of Sergeant Mike Knapp were brought home from Afghanistan. His father-in-law, Tom Brassfield, said for a long time Knapp had sheltered the family from knowing how dangerous his assignment was.
We did not realize the extent until recently of the return fire from the rockets that they would be under attack. And I think Mike kind of sheltered all of us from that.
The 28-year-old father's ashes will eventually be placed in Arlington National Cemetery. Wrapping up the week, the unified government of Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas, dropped its effort to stop the EPA from moving to Lenexa after a federal court ruled that it doesn't have jurisdiction to hear the suit. And Lee's Summit teen Jordan Hoffman couldn't spell Kanishaese and ended up tied for eighth place in the national spelling bee. This is KCUR.